Welcome to the United Cast, it's Entertainment Talks podcast. For Man United, I'm your host Matthew, and today talking about our 2-2 draw, 2-2 draw away in the Europa League quarterfinal, first leg. I don't think I need to say all that information. 2-2 away against Lyon in the Europa League. Oh, Andre, Mr. Onana. Yeah, there's obviously a bigger picture discussion to have as to, okay, do we actually get rid of Onana? Because this is not the first time he's done this, and it will unfortunately probably not be the last. Credit to Lyon, I thought they played really well. I liked the things that they were doing. I thought they had a good plan. I thought they had a good plan against us. I thought that we played well in enough chunks of the game. Yeah, and see, I think a 2-2 is a fair result. And what I mean by that, obviously, we let in two howlers of goals. Lyon, again, were another one of them teams playing against us this season that, I mean, they didn't dominate us or whatever. It was quite even in terms of possession, but they had a lot of chances and they just weren't clinical enough with them, and I think they could have scored some more goals. But we had some chances as well, and yeah, we had a bit of a different situation with that though, because they got a lot closer to our goal than we got to theirs, and we just had a lot of connectivity issues, let's say, in the final third, and just couldn't connect certain bits together. Couldn't service Hoyland once. Granted, he probably should have at least hit the target with that chance. That is the type of pass I've been calling for him to be receiving more of. A clear cut chance. Well, how clear cut you think it is, I don't know. There were a few players in front of him, but to have the ball and have a good opportunity for a clean strike in the box, which that was, and it's a shame he scuffed it so badly. But yeah, we take it back to essentially 0-0 for the second leg next week at Old Trafford, because obviously away goal rules don't count anymore, which I think is a shame. I think that was quite a good idea and quite a good thing for European competitions. But yeah, we played well at certain points. I thought we did have some good passages of play. We strung the ball together well. It was brilliant to see Cobby coming back. I thought he played well. Obviously contributed to the goal that we will talk about in a minute. But yeah, Lyon gave us a much, much tougher game than what City just did. but yeah, this was okay, this game. I thought we overall played okay. I thought Lyon played really well as well. There could have been more goals. This could have been like 5-4 or something. But again, they weren't quite clinical enough in the box, and we couldn't quite figure out yet again what to do when we got to the edge of their box. So, you know, those two things exchanging, there was only, well, I say only 4 goals. Of course, they had a free kick that was just bungled in. And then Onana drops the ball at the end of the game. Yeah, I thought there was some good performances out there today. I thought there was also some pretty poor performances. So on the individuals side, I thought it was quite 50-50. But yeah, there's a lot of other stuff for us to get into. So let's move away from the pre-talk, because that's pretty much all I have to say. I thought both teams played well. They weren't clinical enough. We couldn't connect in the final third. Both teams overall played well. I thought that their plan was interesting to see. To me, kind of a 50-50 game. So anyway, the first event we got here is 26 minutes in. They scored their opening goal, a free kick, which essentially was just, I'm not sure if someone did get a touch on this, but all of their players were onside anyway. And Onana sort of goes for it, and then like it's like a half-assed attempt. to try sort of catch the ball or whatever. And yeah, just sort of annoying. It just ended up kind of bouncing in, but I think what Onana's kind of there's two sort of things he's done wrong here, which is A, not sort of go for the ball properly, because he does try to go to get a hand on it, and just almost just doesn't fully commit, and then it just sort of slips past him. And also the fact that, of course, none of our players got anything on the ball; it just kind of went straight in, which is very annoying, very very annoying. But yeah, that was pretty much 1-0. But again, it was relatively equal. They were pressing us at points; we were pressing them at points. They stopped pressing us at certain points, vice versa. So I thought it was fairly equal. And then big congratulations to Lenny Yoro, getting his first senior Manchester United goal. Of course, he didn't come through the academy, so he doesn't have any Man United Academy goals. He's not a product of Carrington, as they call it. What was this actually from? Oh yeah, this was the weird sort of half scrappy goal from it was a bit scrappy, but it was very well taken by Yoro in the end, I thought. It was basically a corner, guy sort of smashes the ball back in the box. Not sure if that's just like a shot or just a kick back into the box, and then it's a very good header, very well kind of managed from Yoro. I don't know how easy that was to do per se, but yeah, flicks it on, and sometimes you get little goals like that. So congratulations to him. He's obviously very very happy with it, and yeah, he joins the long list of players that have scored goals for Man United, because not everyone has. So yeah, big congratulations to Lenny Yoro. Not somebody that you expect to score either. You don't always expect your defenders to get the goals. So very good from Yoro. Then that was half time. Good to get that just before half time, actually. You kind of wanted to go in half time, like not go 2-0 down, but then managing to pull that back right before half time was very, very good timing as well. Then we made some subs. We did see Luke Shaw warming up at one point, and I got very confused because I thought he was going to bring Luke Shaw on for some odd reason, but he didn't, which was not that that's good that we didn't see him, we just didn't need him at that particular point. Xerxes on for Højlund. I'll be talking about obviously Højlund and all the players in the player rating section. It's not the exact thing I would have maybe done. Again, there's the lack of service for Højlund and getting him to run the channels, which is just weird. But if you want to take him out the firing line, Xerxes obviously the only option, because we don't have any more strikers. Sancho's not here, Anthony's not here, Rashford's not here, and we haven't bought anybody else. So apart from Obi, who was unavailable, I think he isn't actually registered for our Europa League squad. So yeah, Xerxes on for Højlund, there's nothing odd there. And then some later subs, Mount on for Ugarte. I personally would have taken off Casemiro and brought on Mason Mount. Good to see him. Good to see him. Not that we're going to start counting or something, but good to see him sort of surviving another game. Because I like Mason Mount. I wanted to see him succeed. But the way that you have to do to the thing that you've got to do to succeed is to stay fit and available, so you can actually play football and you can actually contribute to the team. So yeah, Ugarte. See, I know Ugarte was on booking, so you got the issue there. I would have maybe made the midfield end up in the same way I said in the last game, which is have Bruno. I know this is a bit of an odd one to choose, but Bruno and Mount in the two sixes, the two six spots, or whatever we call them, and then like Xerxes up top, maybe with like Kobbie or something. But yeah, not mad about it anyway. Then we saw the return of Kobbie Mainoo, with Garnacho being subbed off. Again, we'll talk about the players in the player ratings. Yeah, good to see Kobbie back. Of course, Garnacho was he was in this game, but not very productive, which was unfortunate. But good to see Kobbie back, and I thought Kobbie looked really sharp. Of course, he's got a nice new haircut as well. Not that it matters what his hair looks like, but it just looks nice. So, yeah, good to see Kobbie back, and he's looking fresh, which is nice. I love Kobbie Mainoo. But yeah, just remember, according to Jim Ratcliffe, a sellable asset, not a player for the future, a sellable asset. That's how our owner looks at Kobimeno, looking for deals of 60 to 70 million. We shouldn't even be talking about selling Kobimeno. That shouldn't even be. I know there's the whole not PR. What's it called again? FFP and pure profit. We're selling academy players. That doesn't mean that you should do it just because it's a good thing for business and for money. We're running a football club, and yes, we're also running a business, but that means you have to keep certain sellable assets. Same thing with, let's say, Man City. I'm sure Haaland is a very expensive player worth a lot. Does that mean Man City are going to sell him? No. Cole Palmer, very, very good player for Chelsea. Probably worth a lot of money. Does that mean that Chelsea should sell him? No, it doesn't. Anyway, I just get annoyed at Jim Ratcliffe for certain things he said. So, but anyway, it was good to see Kobbie back. And then Lindelof on for Maguire. I'm not sure if there was a fitness issue there again, but I thought Maguire did quite well. And then we have our second goal to make it 2-1, take us into the lead. This is a very, very good goal. I was very happy with this one. Kobbie putting in a bit of work to sort of cheekily win the ball back, I guess. The ball, rather, the football. End up with Bruno. Really, really good sort of curved, dipping sort of cross. We know Bruno can do that sort of thing. And yeah, headed in by Xerxes. Really, really good goal. And credit to, yeah, the three of them for, yeah, big credit to the three of them for, yeah, just everything that they did for the goal. Like, okay, if Kobbie doesn't manage to get a little something on the ball, then Bruno can't get it, then we can't score the goal. Brilliant cross from Bruno. Obviously, if it goes not to Xerxes, then he doesn't score the goal. Very, very good controlled header from Xerxes as well. So really, really good goal. Really, really good goal indeed. But all of it's undone by, yeah, they have a little passage of play, had a few good little put there. They're very good at passing in like tight spaces, Leon. Very, very good at doing that, even when we were pressing them and stuff. And then he drops the ball straight to the attacker. He's onside. They checked it. I didn't think it was offside to begin with or whatever. And undoes und it doesn't undo Xerxes' goal, which was so, so good. And of course Lenny Yoro's really great effort as well. But going into second legs of games, having something like even just a one goal lead, because it technically puts you 1-0 up before anybody's kicked the ball in the next game. It's such a, even if it is just one goal, it gives you such an advantage. And to just have it be thrown away so cheaply and so easily at the end of the game is really, really disappointing. I could almost see them kind of doing something. They had a bit of urgency about them, although they did at spots throughout the game and they just weren't clinical enough. But it's not even down to like, you know, a good finish or something like that. Did this with Maddison. There's probably so many goals you could name like this with Onana, like Maddison against Tottenham where we lost 1-0. I don't know, it's getting to the point with him, because there was a little point a few months ago where he was getting better at shot stopping. It's not just shot stopping, like you've got to just catch the ball sometimes. Or palm it just in front of you to where you can palm it and pounce on it straight away. But I don't know what's going on with his handling. And even look, all that time ago when we did sign Onana, and it was like, oh, he's so good at distribution, he's going to get assists and all this kind of thing, which he was excellent in that Champions League finale for the Inter Milan game. But even his distribution is just not what it should be either. It wasn't again in this game. So as good as he could be, it might be time to move him on. It might be time to move him on. It's not an impossible thing. So the problem Man United end up having is when someone hits a bad run of form like this and they need replacing, not many of our players that end up like that are attractive to buy. And it becomes an issue where Our players are on, 200, 300 grand a week, and there's a number of them we could pick out in the squad. There's players like Antony, players like Casemiro, players like Onana, just to kind of name a few. Sancho, if you want to put him in that same category. And you go to approach another club and go, "Hey, do you want to buy our goalkeeper?" Sure, what's his name? And then, you explain, like, you wouldn't say to another club, "Hey, he's in a bad run of form. Do you want to get him?" They would maybe know who the player is or whatever and go, "Oh yeah, that player is really badly out of form and he's on 200 to 300 grand a week. No, thank you." And that's why we end up just, yeah, with these players just on our books. So yeah, but and for those of you wondering, I think Biyende was injured for this game. Yeah, you might have to put Biyende in goal for, maybe not for Newcastle, but for Leon next week if we want to get through. Because he's just not, it's just not trustworthy sometimes. And I like him. I think he can be a good goalkeeper at times, but the consistency has gone down. And I know I'm talking about it a lot in this game, but that's literally like, okay, first goal, if he catches it better or like palms it away or sort of commits more to whatever he was doing, he probably at least, the goal probably at least doesn't happen, whether he pushes it out for a corner or catches it or palms it away or something. But the second one's so much worse. It's just this goalkeeper blunder right at the end and just gives them, it just gives Leon a lifeline and gets rid of our advantage. So as happy as I am with the Xerxes goal and the contribution with the three players there, it's just undone by something really annoying. It just puts it just puts a it puts a dampener on Xerxes' goal. And then it's like, yeah, we just reset nil-nil, and it's a free for all next week. Whoever can win in normal time or extra time or penalties. So there you go. Anyway, that's it for that and the summary and the recap and whatnot. I haven't thought of who my man of the match is actually. Actually, I know who my man of the match is. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back in a minute and finish off with player ratings. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, on to player ratings. My man of the match, I'm going to give to Yoro. I thought we defended quite well. Obviously, very, very good goal. Wasn't necessarily a pass from Ugarte. He's got to sort of flick it on, difficult kind of angle. His first goal for Man United. So I'm going to give him a 9. I thought it was very, very good and very, very important goal. Back to the goalkeeper. I think you've got to give Onana a zero. He blundered two mistakes, particularly one at the end. And that's the thing with goalkeepers, right? Like, you can save 15 shots in a game. Maybe some of them are outrageous saves, maybe some of them are really good. But if it's level or you're leading by one goal and you like drop the ball at the end of the game and let in a blunder, that will get noticed and remembered more than anything in, that you've done in the entire game. Distribution again wasn't good enough. Passing out from the back was okay, but wow, just two very bad blunders from him. So I've got to give him a zero. Mazraoui, I thought was good going forward, and pretty decent at points in defence. There was a few times where he kind of got stuck in and stuff, so I thought that was pretty good. So I'll give him an eight. Maguire lost the ball a few too many times on a few scary occasions, but I thought for the most part put in a good shift and played pretty well. I'll give him a seven. Dalot, not great defensively, and we know that that's one of the drawbacks of his. I was gonna say character. No, he's not a fictional character of his game. But I thought he got forward pretty well. But end product was still kind of questionable. I think a six kind of fits him. I'm not gonna give Casemiro a zero. I think that's a bit harsh. I'll give him like a four. I thought he was not great. Putting a few decent little tackles here and there. I need him to go in the summer. Really, really need him to go. Because we need to re we need to replace. We needed to replace him last year, and I think the only reason he is kind of playing, because I don't think he's playing based on form, because he wasn't very good against Man City. Collier's unavailable, of course. Cobbie's been out for a bit. Mason Mount's obviously been out as well. So I think that's the reason that Casemiro has kind of been playing, because we haven't really got anybody else. Ugarte, I thought, was decent. Obviously, a bit clumsy with kind of the yellow card and stuff. Probably give him a six. Dorgu, I thought Dorgu really struggled in this game. I'm sensing a bit of a confidence issue, and I think I've sensed that, well, not just me. It's been noticeable since he's come back from the red card. Maybe it's sort of shaken him a bit, but again, he's young. He's very talented, very capable. You can see what he offers us there. So, and he's the only left wing back we've got anyway. But yeah, I just think he struggled in this game. His intent was there. He played. He tried well. Tried well. Tried good. Whatever. So I'll probably give him a five. Bruno Fernandes, I thought, was quite good in this game. I'll probably give him a seven. A very, very good cross for the assist, and some other good parts in his game as well. Hoyland, you could probably take any piece of audio from the last five or so United casts and put the same thing in. Yes, he did get serviced. One good pass, one good cross, whatever you want to call it. Should have done better. Not necessarily scored, but at least put it on target, and he just scuffed it wide. That is that. When I talk about giving Højlund service, look at that Dorgu pass for a prime example. Okay, it bubbled a bit and whatever, but you still should be able to get a good strike on the ball, and he didn't. Other than that, yet again, no service apart from the one in 90 minutes. Because those types of passes, you should be looking to give him about five of those in a game, and for him to convert one to two of them. And then maybe some like whipped crosses into the box or something. So yeah, it's and again, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why when we've got wide tens and wing backs, I'm seeing Højlund running the channels, and like trying to sometimes hold up the ball. It's still okay. It's not him being, you know, pumped to the ball on the halfway line and giving the task of holding it up. We've stopped doing that. But why are we getting this guy to run the channels when we got wing backs and when we've got wide tens? Just keep him in and around the edge of the box and just service him the ball. I don't understand. He feels like such a simple player to use. And look, he is out of form. He's not playing great at the moment. But I still think we're using him incorrectly. And like, for those passes where he's like running the channels, if that's one of our wide tens or one of our wing backs, and they get the ball in that spot, and then Højlund is in the box or on the edge of the box, maybe that's such a better, like when Dorgu was wide left and had the ball and passed it into the middle, if Dorgu's not there with the ball and Hoyland's there instead, Hoyland then can't get service the ball, can he? Because he then won't be in the correct spot. Yeah, and there was other passes that like went behind him and things like that. So I just still think we're using him incorrectly. Yes, he's out of form and he should have done better with the one good chance he got given in 90 minutes. But we're still just in my, and this is just my opinion, you know, if you want to disagree with me or think I'm really wrong, whatever, you can feel free to tell me. But it's weird. I'm honestly trying to think of strikers in Man United's history. And we've had a lot of, you know, different types of strikers. Rooney and Ronaldo are very different. That sort of thing. More like sort of centre forward type players. I like Tevez as well. But a bit like when we had Cavani, he was the last kind of player in this squad that's similar to Haaland in the way of if you give him the ball in the box, he's got a very clinical finish. So I don't know. I can't think of the last Man United striker who was a similar profile that we treated the same way. So I'm just finding it very weird. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm just finding it to be very weird to witness. So yeah. Substituted players. Oh, they only brought on one player, Lacazette, who again should have scored one or maybe two goals. Xerxes was subbed on. Thought he was brilliant, not just in his hold-up play, in general play. I think we're really starting to see, and hopefully he puts in a good performance after I say this. I think we're starting to really see the player that Xerxes is supposed to be, and it's a very, very good player. We just need a better organisation and things around him. So, and yeah, very good goal, very well taken goal with the header and everything. So that was. Very, very good with Xerxes. Good ball control, good sort of running, and all that sort of stuff. Then with Mason Mount, good that again he survived another game. Thought his performance was really good. There was a bit where he got like a bit tangled up with some of the Lyon players and sort of came out on top. I thought that was very, very good. So good to see him back. Kobbie Mainoo, looked very good, looked very bright. He looks like he's proper ready to come back, which is good for the end of the season. And then Lindelof, I didn't see much of. So there's that. On the bench, we had Harry Amass, Biyendeer, Eriksen. Oh, Biyendeer was on the bench then. Okay. Amass, Biyendeer, Eriksen, Heaton, somebody called J Dan, so with an A rather than an E. Kamason, he is English, defender, 18 years old. And then somebody called, I think I've said this guy's name before, yeah, Godwill Kukonki, age 17, defender. Then Lindelof, Cobby, then Morehouse, Jack Morehouse, 19-year-old midfielder from Ireland. I just like to mention all these different, you know, young players that are on the bench. I think we've maybe seen him before. Then Mason Mount, Luke Shaw, and Xerxes. Wow, Mount and Luke Shaw back at the same time. They're both actually available. We even saw Luke Shaw warming up. I don't think this was really the game to be bringing on Luke Shaw, unless it was maybe to take off Dorgu, possibly, because he was not quite getting into the game. So anyway, then we have missing players: Collier with a knock, De Ligt with an injury, Ahmad, who I think is out for the rest of the season, Johnny Evans with lower back injury, Aidan Heaven ankle injury. Martinez knee injury, and Obi, it says, is inactive, but I think it was because of a, yeah, because he's not registered for Europa League as well. So there we go. Anyway, next up is Newcastle. I won't be covering that game because of reasons I've discussed before. I will be covering the second leg of the Lyon tie, which will be on my birthday. I don't know if the podcast will be on that day or a bit later, or it just depends on what's going on. But yes, so that'll be interesting. So please, Onana, for my birthday, don't drop the ball at the end of the game and concede a goal and make us get knocked out of the competition. Because you might do that. I don't know if you will, but you might. So yeah, anyway, that's our next couple of games. Newcastle Sunday. Who just lipped apart? No, ripped apart Leicester. And then next Thursday, so in a week's time, back here, same place, same time, against Lyon. Apart from different place, because we'll be at home this time. I honestly don't know if that gives us an advantage or not, us playing at home. So, there we go. All right, that's it. For those of you that got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, I'm sure you've all got some feelings about Andre Onana after that game. And some of you have got very strong feelings about Hoyland. What do you think of seeing Cobbie back? What do you think of seeing Luke Shaw on the bench and Mason Mount is back? A few of our players coming back, which is good. What do you think of the excellent second goal? What do you think of the good first goal? Of course, Euros first. Euros first team goal. What do you think of all that kind of stuff? And do you think we'll make it through the second round of the next leg, which will be for the entire tie, won't it? So, yeah. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk UK and Entertainment Talk, or Entertainment Talk on social media, whatever, and there's information in the show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcasts. Of course, big event this weekend. The Last of Us is back for season two. We've done pretty much all of our preview coverage. We talked about the Neil Druckmann and Israel-Palestine situation. I've broken down the trailers. We did a, or I did, a spoiler preview and also did a spoiler-free preview because it's based on the second game. So obviously there's spoilers there. I did a spoiler-free preview a few days ago. No, yesterday actually, wasn't it? Yes. Yesterday with David. So if you don't want to know about spoilers for Last of Us Season 2 and you're excited for it, you can listen to the spoiler-free episode and avoid the spoiler podcast for that. And then, of course, Sunday, immediately after the episode ends, I'm going to be doing a quick podcast for it, and then a proper breakdown podcast on Wednesday, and then either Thursday or Friday next week is going to be the possible spoiler bonus podcast as well. So look out for everything Last of Us from us here on Entertainment Talk. That's over on the world of Last of Us. On Yellow Jackets, of course, hear me roar for this week. Tomorrow we've got the, it'll actually be out in like 7 hours or something. We got this season finale, hopefully not the series finale. We have not got a renewal yet, but Yellow Jackets will have season 3, episode 10. I've covered all the seasons so far, so you can catch up with that before the finale comes out if you want to. That's for Yellow Jackets, season 3, episode 10. It'll be season finale, so check that out. That should be big and good and whatever. And then Gaming Talk this week, talked about some stuff over there. So, yeah, check out all the content that we're doing. Last of Us, Yellow Jackets, Gaming Talk, some film reviews now and again, TV stuff. So check out, excuse me, check out all of that. In the meantime, if you want to support us in different ways, of course, word of mouth, social media, and listening to more stuff, you can find them on, entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms for TV, games, films, main live podcasts. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, so if you hear someone talking about Last of Us Season 2, you'll probably at least hear one person within the next week talking about Last of Us Season 2. So mention the podcast. If you can, that will help us out as well. What about social media? Listen to more stuff. I already said that. Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. Check that out for your TV and your film news. We are in the renewals phase at the moment and the TV bloodbath, as it's called. So check out geektown.co.uk for all the information on that. And also another note for YouTube. Of course, YouTube is Entertainment Talk Plays for all our video game stuff. Just another reminder that on Saturday night, UK time, so adjust that to your own time zone. 8 p.m. Saturday night, I'm going to be streaming the Last of Us No Return mode, which is a spoiler-free, not really like a horde mode, like a survival mode for Last of Us that you can get with the second game. I'm going to be playing that for a chunk of time. Don't know how long, but go over to YouTube and search for Entertainment Talk Plays. There should be a link in the show notes as well. And then yeah, go and subscribe to us over there. Hit the bell. And I'll see you Saturday for all that fun stuff. Anyway, thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you for everything next time. Goodbye.